Blog Talk Radio.
More than whining. Oh, my. John B. Keith. Isaac Kareem.
Oh.
And Brad Talon.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while, y'all.
Oh!
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Welcome to Sister for this Wednesday, November the 11th, 2020. Now, I'm your host, Bishop Shalene Cook, and I'm here with my beautiful sister and co-host, Evangelist Michelle Scott. And at the top of the program, you heard Pastor Kirk Franklin and the late, great, hallelujah, Pastor Rand Fallon with Something About the Name Jesus, Part 2. Now, before we go any further, we would like to say Happy Veterans Day to all of the veterans that are listening out there tonight. But we want you to know that here at Spirit Alive, every day is Veterans Day, and we just want to thank you for your service. And as always, we begin each and every program with a word of prayer. So won't you bow with us as Evangelist Michelle takes us to the Lord in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. If we could Amen. All just come to the throne and just bow our heads near and far. Oh, gracious Father, we just come to you as humble as we know how. Father God, just first thanking you for just another day with just the very gift of our lives. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for the breath in our bodies. We thank you for our health and strength. We just thank you for the gift of life, Father God. Oh, Lord God, we just thank you for our loved ones. We thank you for our health and our strength, Father God. We just thank you for all that you have given us. We thank you for whatever portion of strength that you have given us, Lord God. We thank you for the activity of our limbs, Father God, for whatever morsel of food that you have given us to eat, Lord God. We just thank you.
Father thank God, you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for the very air that we breathe. And like I said, the activity of our limbs, Father God, whatever movement that we have, because someone doesn't have any activity of their limbs. So we just thank you. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for the members of our family that yet still live. And we thank you for those who have yet passed on. We thank you for the memories that they have left with us, Father God. We ask that you just stop by today, even if you don't stay long, Lord Jesus. We ask that you just stop by and you just commune with us, Lord God. We thank you for those who have touched our lives, Father God, and showed us things that we haven't known, that have touched us in many ways and have taught us. We thank you for those
yes.
that are young in our lives, and we thank you for those that are old. We thank you for the things, the many lessons that they have taught us, the wisdom that they have bestowed upon us, and we just ask that you continue to bless the elders that are still here with us, Lord God. We
yes,
ask that you
Jesus.
Continue to move all through the nation, Father God, healing and blessing all. Father God, we ask that you just touch all the sick and shut in all around the world, Father God. You know the needs
yes.
of all of your children, just as you know the hairs on each of your children's head, Father God. We just ask that you continue to move and touch the ailments of their bodies, Lord God.
Yes,
we ask
Jesus.
You move through the California areas, Lord God, for we know that there's talk of a lockdown in the inner cities because of the COVID cases have risen, and there are going to be a lot of lockdowns coming up in the coming days. So we ask that you just bless the families that will be in a number of days of lockdown. The days haven't been stipulated on how many days the lockdown will be. So we just ask that all of them do what their cities and states have asked them to do, and that they abide by these rules. Father God, those who have been blessed to still have jobs, we ask that they adhere to their job site rules and regulations accordingly, because everybody has not been blessed to still have a job. So those who have been blessed, we just ask that they adhere to the rules and regulations accordingly. Father God, we just ask that you keep food and nourishment for everyone's bodies all over, not just the United States, but all over this complete world. We ask that you move as only you know how to, and that you will remove this virus when thus saith the Lord, not thus saith man. Those who prayed for the outcome of the election, Lord God, let them not just stop praising you now that they may have got the outcome that they wanted, Father God. Let them continue to praise you, Lord, not just for that outcome, but for all the outcomes that will be in your name, for your will, Lord God. Let them not stop praising you, for you are a just God, and you reign for the just and the unjust. We love you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, and we magnify your name, and we ask that you continue to bless this network and bless Bishop Cook. In Jesus' name, we pray and magnify and lift you up always. Amen.
Amen, and to God be the glory. Thank you, my dear sister, for that beautiful prayer. All right, our program tonight is entitled Protected. Hallelujah. And giving honor and a nod to our men and women of the armed forces, tonight I want to share with us how we can stay under the protection of the one who holds the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, and the Coast Guard in the palm of his almighty hand by becoming and remaining a veteran of faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because as you have just heard, times are getting harder. Things are going to get harder before they get a lot worse. But we as believers and children of the Most High God have to know that we are protected. And then later on in this program, I've asked that my very own Christian reporter in the field, hallelujah, Evangelist Michelle, come, and she's going to share with us some ways how we can protect ourselves in real time, in the real world, because as things get tighter, as things get harder, you're going to see more scams, more identity thefts. You're going to see more cyber crimes, more all kinds of crimes. So she's going to come a little later on in that program and kind of finish off a program that we did a couple of weeks ago. So, but tonight, when you sum it all up, either way you slice it, we are talking about being protected. Now, when Dwight D. Eisenhower was president in 1953 to 1961, during his term as president, he received a letter from an 8-year-old little boy named Keith Atkin of Trumbull, Connecticut. Now, this is what Kevin wrote. He said, "After listening to the news about the Cold War, I am worried about the people in the world. I've been thinking it over, and I have a plan. I think we should get all the leaders together who want war and put them in a ring and let them fight it out." Now, I'm sure that there are many veterans that may be within the sound of my voice that may feel that way about war to this day. You know, just let those of you that love to love warring and planning wars and strategizing wars, then you go fight the wars. You don't have to go involving us all up in it. War is a terrible thing. And yet war is inevitable in our world. Matthew 24:6, we are told, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Now, most Bible commentators believe, however, that Jesus was talking about the coming destruction of Jerusalem, which took place about 70 AD. But it could be that wars are also a sign of the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Many people believe so. And as I've said, wars do seem to be inevitable. Now, General Sherman once said, you don't know the horrible aspects of war. He says, I've been through two wars, and I know. I've seen cities and homes in ashes. I've seen thousands of men lying on the ground, their faces, their dead faces looking up at the skies. I tell you, war is hell. Now, I don't question General Sherman's feelings or his convictions about war. If you've never been there, you just couldn't have any idea of knowing. However, I heard it put this way. War is hellish, but not hell. Based on scripture, I would say that this is true. But nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, is as horrible as hell. Now, saints of God, I believe that World War II qualifies as perhaps the greatest war, or the most hellish war in history. In all, 61 countries with 1.7 billion people, which was 3/4 of the world's population at the time, took part. Now, in terms of money spent, it has been put at more than $1 trillion, which makes it the most expensive war of all. The human cost of lives, not including the 5 to 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust, is estimated to have been 55 million dead, 25 million of those military and 30 million civilians. So, yes, war is indeed hellish. Some aspects of war are never right, regardless of the war. But we must support those who are willing to go and give on behalf of their country. Someone wrote once so beautifully and articulately wrote this. He said, it is the veteran, not the preacher, who has given us freedom of religion. It is the veteran, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the veteran, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the veteran, not the campus organizer, who has given us freedom to assemble. It is the veteran, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial. It is the veteran, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote. It is the veteran who salutes the flag and who serves under the flag. Here at Spirit Alive, we honor our armed forces, veterans, not just on today, but each and every day, because we know that we will forever owe you a debt of gratitude because you were willing to go, to serve, and to give on behalf of the United States of America. So to all our veterans out there who are still here with us, we want to say God bless you. And to the families of those who lost men and women, their sons and daughters in the wars, we say to you, God bless you. Now, I want to go on and flip this, and I want us to look at how we can stay under the protection of God Almighty by looking at what it takes to be a veteran, to become and remain veterans of faith in Jesus Christ. And I'm going to keep it short for the sake of this teaching tonight. I'm only going to share with you three things. First and foremost, we have to obey the commander. Second, we have to be willing to engage the enemy. And third, we have to be prepared to fight to the end. Now, the first thing I want you to know off the top, there are some people who have real authority, and then there are some who just pretend to have authority. Some people, they have that authority, or they just want to be in authority. You know, our president has authority. Now, while we may not agree with everything that he does or says, he is still our commander in chief. But we must keep him lifted up in prayer, because we must respect the office of the President of the United States of America. Notice I said the office of the President of the United States of America. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 through 4 says, endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer. Listen, we as veterans of faith, we as children of the Most High God, our commander in chief is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. In Ephesians 1:22, we are told, and God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church. So Christ is the head of the body, the church. And guess what? We need to listen to him. We need to stop trying to reinvent the wheels. We need to stop trying to come up with new rules. We just need to listen to him and do what he says. Because Jesus, our commander-in-chief, said in Luke 6:46, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Huh, I think that's about enough said right there. If the Lord Savior Jesus Christ is your commander-in-chief, then you're going to obey the commands of his Father. You are going to obey his teachings. You are going to obey in the way that he tells you and do things the way he tells us to. Because we can't call him our commander-in-chief if we're doing things our own way, if we're doing things in and of our own self, if we're calling the shots and then saying, well, God told me. No, you told you. You just pray God is going to co-sign it. But if we want to be veterans of faith, if we want to stay under the protection, under the anointing, under the grace and the mercy of the Most High God, we have to be obedient unto our commander-in-chief. And then we have to be prepared to engage the enemy. Now, Christians, we are indeed at war. But hear me clearly now. We are not supposed to be at war with each other. You see, when we fight with one another, we're just helping Flathead Satan. It's Flathead Satan that loves church fights, church hurts, infighting. You know, because if we're fighting against each other, if we're being jealous of one another, gossiping about one another, talking about one another, then we're not paying no attention to him. He's just sitting back somewhere just laughing and just having a good old time. And we have way too much of that up in the church today, saints of God. Unfortunately, there are some members that do more shooting at one another than they do at Satan. Oh, they always can pop off real quick at their brother or sister. But then they just roll over for Satan. But remember what it says in Ephesians 6 and 12? It says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. That's why we are told in 1 Peter 5 and 8, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. So, yeah, we have to be prepared to engage the enemy. Now, I'm a boxing fan. I don't know why, boxing has just been something that I've liked. I just liked boxing. And Joe Louis became the heavyweight boxing champion of the world in 1934. And he successfully defended the title 25 times over the following 15 years. The sports voice of those days, Bill Stern, asked Joe how he had been able to knock out his opponents so quickly in almost every fight. Joe kind of stood there and thought about it, and after a few moments he answered, two things. First, I study my opponent until I know him better than he knows himself. And second, I make a plan of attack. So I'm asking you tonight, saints of God, what is your plan of attack? You know, what are you doing to make sure you're prepared to engage the enemy? Well, I know one thing we better do. It's time for every blood-washed believer to get real and truly get right before God. It's time to allow Jesus to sweep all those skeletons and those cobwebs that we may be have hanging in our closets away for good. Let me tell you something, saints. Sometimes we get so focused on those old skeletons and on those old cobwebs instead of what, or better yet, who caused them, which is none other than our real eternal enemy, Satan. You know, we're not prepared to fight. He's just constantly whooping us up one side and down the other. Look, you know what the Word of God says. We all have skeleton and cobwebs in our lives. We've all done something that we're not proud of. But the real enemy is still Satan. We need to be fighting against him. And we do that by bringing in the big guns. You know, we do that by making sure that we're obeying our commander-in-chief, that we are living according to his word, that we have our armor on, that we're praying, that we're meditating, and we're studying, and we're seeking God, and we're assembling ourselves, and we're loving one another, and we're serving one another. We have to bring in the big guns. Like I said, we have to resist Satan. We have to stand firm in the faith. And we have to know that, you know, our brothers and sisters all over this world are going through some of the same stuff. You know, but we fight the enemy by doing the faith stuff. Oh, hallelujah. That's that praying round about midnight. That's that singing of songs and hymns. It's that lifting up someone else. It's about thinking of someone else higher than yourself and seeing how you can be a blessing to them. It's about doing the faith stuff. Just because, not because you're expecting anything, but because you want to be known as a veteran of faith. No matter what happened in your life, You trusted and you believed God. You stood on the solid rock. Hallelujah. You went to the rock of your salvation. You pled the blood of Jesus over that situation. You didn't care what it sounded like. You didn't care what it looked like. All you cared about is believing what God has said. And when we believe what God has said, we will fight until the end. Matthew 10 and 22 says, all men will hate you because of me, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. Matthew 24, verses 12 through 14 says, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But he who stands firm to the end will be saved, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached to the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. You know, I heard a young man once say about boot camp, he said, man, I got a wake-up call in the military. He said it was 24/7, not 9-to-5. Well, that's the way we are as veterans of faith. Our job, we're on call 24/7, 365 days a year. We're listening for the Lord to give us our marching papers, and we're going to fight. And let me tell you something, the Christian life is not a matter of just going to church on Sunday. It's not just about putting your little couple of dollars in the plate. No. Your very soul hangs in the balance. You know, I was reading this comic where this young recruit turned his nose up at the army stew and complained to the mess sergeant. He said, I don't like this stew. Don't I have a choice about this? And the sergeant replied, certainly, soldier, you can take it or leave it. Brothers and sisters, we are called to fight in a war. We are not called to be sitting around griping, complaining, and backbiting about how terrible and how unfair our lives are or how terrible the church is, but we are here to get our fight on until the end. You know, yes, I know some of us have been in ministry for a very long time, and we are tired of looking at the decline of the condition of the church. But I came to beseech you tonight, my brother, my sister, pastor, my brother, my sister, evangelist, my brother, my sister, prophet. We got to fight one more round. You see, we have to fight until the end. Listen, when our feet are so tired that we can barely shuffle back to the center of the ring, we got to fight one more round for the sake of God's kingdom. When our arms are so tired that we can barely lift our hands or guard ourselves, let me tell you something. We got to fight one more round. Maybe our nose is bleeding and our eyes are black and blue, and we're so tired that we just wish the opponent would just go ahead and knock us out. But we can't, because we're going to fight one more round. Because the man that will always fight another round is never defeated. We have to fight one more round, and after that we have to fight another and another, and we must keep on fighting if we expect to end up with the victory. And the reason we keep on fighting is not just for ourselves, but we help others, we protect others from living a life in eternal hell. By us being veterans of faith and showing others how to live for Christ. Hallelujah. We introduce them to the abundant life by showing them how to live in relationship and loveship with love, Jesus himself. We are helping to protect them from defeat. And as we go about our Father's business, he protects us. As we stand firm on the word, as we live as though we know that God is high and lifted up on the throne, and that he's not dead, and that he's still protecting us. Hallelujah. We can bless someone else to find their way. We can be a light for someone else to shine and find their way. We have to be veterans of faith, and we have to protect our brothers and sisters. Protect, find, we have to find the lost and reach them. We have to go back for the ones that's lagging behind and teach them. We've got to go back. We've got to look around for the ones that may be slowing down. Hallelujah. And go back and put our arms through their arms and bring them on along and protect them. Because that's what we do. If we want to be protected, we must protect others. So I pray to God that you have gotten something from this teaching, and I hope you appreciate it. Deny our nod to our armed forces, because we do indeed love our veterans, and we want you to know that whatever you can do for our veterans, we would appreciate it. And it might be as simple as putting some blankets in your car, or an extra coat in your car, or some water in your car. And when you see them, you know, just offer them a blanket. Offer them a smile. Offer them a prayer. Hallelujah. Just let them know that you really do care. Amen, and to God be the glory. So now, my friends, we've been talking about protected in one way. Let's go to talking about being protected in the real, in the now, hallelujah, with our very own evangelist, Michelle Scott. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for all that insight, Bishop. And as you said, we covered this week before last when we were talking about being protected. And, you know, we do need to be protected, mind, body, and soul, as like we always talk about wearing our whole armor, you know. And some of us, you know, we're good and, you know, we can take our armor off. Me, myself, you know, I have to wear my armor all the time. I can't take my armor off. I have to sleep in my armor, Bishop, because Satan is always on the attack, you know, with me day and night in my sleep. You know, he's always trying to attack me. So, you know, as we left off a week or so ago, my sister and I, we were talking about the many tricks and schemes, as she mentioned, you know, so eloquently in her dialogue, as many people try to use people, you know, it doesn't matter how young or old you are, people will try to contact you on your computer, at home, or on your job. Their main objective is to get your money and to get to you any kind of way they can in this world. You know, your main objective should be to protect your assets, which is your money, any equity you may have in your house, any property that you should have, and your identity, like we talked about a week or so ago. And I talked to you about how easy it was for people to just walk into the post office and change your address, do an address change on you. So I hope that, you know, you guys were looking into different ways to secure that. And you should be thinking about, like, changing up your passwords every 90 days and not to be using such simple codes as your birthdays, your children's birthdays, your spouse's birthdays, because those are the first things that people will use, is your birthdays and your favorite colors and things of that sort, cell phone numbers and your mother's maiden names and things of that, you know, nature. So don't use simple codes like that, because that's the first thing that people will use. We also touched a bit on ways, simple companies and things that are out, you know, that you can use for free. There's libraries and companies that you can use. You know, your local schools have days that they will help you. I know now with COVID, you can call into the libraries here in California. I know in some other states, you can call your local libraries and they will set up an appointment with you to come in. You have to wear your face mask, of course. And you call in the library and they will set up an appointment for you to come in. And usually they do them in increments of an hour. But if nobody has the next hour, they will let you stay longer and they will help you learn the different skills and help you to get secure on to get you secure into the computer, check your activities. And there's some people, they'll say check your bank account every day. I know that it seems like a hard road, but it's very important. The only way to not get your identity stolen is to not have an identity. I mean, you can get the companies like I work for, Legal Shield, there's Secure Link, there's all different kind of companies that are out there. But these companies monitor your identity and then they send out alerts and will let you know if somebody is trying to steal your identity. Now, these companies back in the day, they used, people thought they were like schemes and you know, pyramids and all these things like that. But I'm telling you, they're not Ponzi schemes. These companies are really helping people, because I'm telling you, the ones that are really at risk are our elderly and even those who have passed on. Even though they're passed on, people are still stealing their identity, because they, even though they passed on, people are still using their Social Security. Even as we got the checks that the president had put out, so on. I know my niece had been gone for 3 years, and they sent my sister a check, okay, and she held on to it, and they was telling she wind up sending the check back. But a lot of people that had passed on, the government was so messed up. They were sending deceased people checks out. And some people were cashing those deceased checks, you know. So you, everybody's not honest like my sister, but some people were going to the check cashing, 24-hour check cashing places and cashing those checks. Now, I know that it's going to come back around. Now, SafeLink and SecureLink, and like I said, I work for Legal Shield. You know, these companies, they all have different advantages to them. So you would have to do your research on each one and see which one works for you if you do decide to work with one of these companies. I only can speak for the one that I work for. And like I said before, I decided to work with them because my second oldest was going off to college, and I was worried about him being away from home and the incident what I had with my youngest oldest, my youngest son, when he was a passenger in the car and he was riding with one of his Caucasian friends. He was, I guess, went over the medium line. The police officer pulled him over, but not once did he ask for the driver, who was Caucasian's ID. He asked for my son's ID and fingerprinted my son and everything. My son kept saying, call my parents, call my parents. I'm having anxiety. They never called us. My son came home agitated. We didn't know what was going on. He was crying, and he told us what happened. I called the police station, and I'm asking him why you did all these things to me. But my son didn't have the app. And with this app, he could have just pushed it. It would have called the lawyer, and my son could have handed the phone to the police officer and done deal. With the app with Legal Shield, it calls right to the lawyer, and the lawyer would have said, this is my client, what is the problem? And the lawyer will call and dispatch another police officer to the scene. And this is a great asset to have, especially with the Black Lives Matter movement going on. It's really saving a lot of young men of color, not just African Americans, but all men of color and women too, because the officer on the scene is speaking straight to a lawyer, and that lawyer is helping to save lives, because especially when you have a child or a young person of color who has a learning disability, which now we're working on getting a special number that will dispatch an officer who deals with someone with learning disabilities, so we won't keep having these incidents where these officers are having fatalities of individuals with disabilities, and they're having fatalities because they're not understanding how to deal with them. Or Legal Shield was Legal Shield. It was called Prepaid Legal Services Incorporated, and it made its initial public offering in 1984. And then once it became Legal Services and the identity theft started monitoring restoration, they got revenue established at $400 million. And they got up to $400 million at 2014. The owner was MidOcean Partners, and the founders was Harlan. And so that's when they made the change to Legal Shield. And that's because they got the revenue established to $400 million. And they changed from Prepaid Legal Services to the Legal Shield because they started monitoring. And they also do not the Legal Shield part is the part with the lawyers, and then they also do the family, divorce lawyers, foreclosures, move-in violations, nursing home agreements, power of attorneys. They do so much. So, you know, if you're interested, you can contact Bishop Sherlene Cook at the and she will, you know, contact me. She'll DM me, and, you know, we can talk about it. But they also have the identity shield, and that's the part that you can get a package. You can do one or the other, and that's the part that monitors your identity. If somebody tries to steal your identity, there has been several individuals in my church who's had their banking accounts compromised. This one monitors up. They will restore your credit, and they will keep on going until it's restored back to what it was. Now, if you started and your credit was in the 700, they're not going to get you to the 900. They're going to restore it back to the 7. So don't think they're going to restore it back to above what it was. They'll restore it to what you started off at. And they guarantee it to $1 million. So they're very... this very reputable company. Now, they're not the only company out there. There are others that you can Google and you can research, but I'm just speaking of the one that I have background with, that I can tell you that Legal Shield gives you 24-hour legal advice and assistance in 50 states, including Canada. You get a mobile app available, as seen in CNN Money, prepaid legal plans for over 40 years of legal experience, and it's affordable, you know, because they'll work with you. They have different payment options. So you'll get an app sent to you, and then you'll get to go through and see what you can afford. They have a plan that is for the head of household, the spouse, and then up to 10 children under the age of 18. So if you have 6 children, all the children will be covered, up to 10 children. And if, you know, whoever's in the house, and then it goes up to, I believe, age 25. So, and then if there's anybody that's disabled, those children will be covered free for life. So it's something to be interested, you know, you can call and get all the information. There's Zoom meetings that go on daily. Anybody, any of the associates would love to be contacted and talk to you and give you whatever information that you would want. Because, like Bishop has said before, we're coming up on these holidays, and the elderly are the ones who really get attacked during these times. You know, you want to do shopping. So please look out for your moms, dads, brothers, aunties. We love you here at Spirit Alive, and we just want you to be protected in Jesus' name. I love you all. Have a safe holiday. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, I'm just okay. Now you can judge me, or you cannot judge me. At this point, I don't care. I'm glad that my sister brought this information on in here tonight, because I'm going to tell you what now, Chiron. I'm going to tell you what your big sister got to say. It would take the Army, Navy, Air Force, and the Marines to keep me from trying to hurt somebody if they tried to steal my little Social Security check. I'm not playing. So I'm glad my sister gave me some options. Thank you, Jesus. So I can spare some folks, because I would need all the veterans of faith from heaven. I need them all from down here, because baby, when we don't have money, I don't know about you, but I don't have money for people to just reach in and take. I don't have money for people, you know, I can't afford people to be running up thousands of dollars. They can run up thousands of dollars in your name and you can't. Now, how does that work? Lord Jesus. But anyway, we pray that you have enjoyed this program on being protected tonight. You know, the Lord does give us wisdom. He expects us to use it. And so he is concerned about us being good stewards over everything, and also making sure that we are safe and protecting our family and protecting our assets, as well as just protecting them through living out his holy word and just being obedient to him, our commander in chief. So at this time, we're going to start taking comments from you. All of you, we have a lot of Spirit Alive staff in the house tonight, but if you want to add your voice to this conversation, if you have a question about anything that Evangelist Michelle was speaking on, wonderful. If you want to make a comment about the first part of the program, wonderful. If you just want to praise God, you are more than happy to do that. What you will need to do is push 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to have a word. And I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. But it looks like we will be beginning with the Holloways down in Arizona. Amen.
Amen. This is Robert. Good evening. Can you hear me now? Hello?
We're here.
Hello? Okay. Praise the Lord. No, I just wanted to add on to what Evangelist Michelle said, because we do have Legal Shield, and we've been having them since before they changed their name, when they were Prepaid Legal. And it's just like she said, they're a good company, and we've used them several times at a rate that was affordable for us. And they're just good. They've really helped us out on several different things. Now, we thank the Lord for giving us information on how we can protect ourselves and our identification in this time, because we really have to look out for ourselves at times. You know, people are just too busy and they're professions, even, you know, professional people with lawyers and doctors, sometimes they're too busy with so many people that they deal with. And we just have to be prayerful and awareful. And so check in, you know, different places for ourselves. So we just thank you for information. And here's the problem.
Very good.
We give God praise, glory, and honor. We thank God for the words of encouragement tonight. Yes, we got to fight. As Paul said, we got to fight the good fight of faith. Yes, I know what it means to fight. Been in the Vietnam War, and it's hellish. As Bishop said, it's hellish. So I just give God praise that many of us that left came back, and there were a few that didn't come back. But we thank God that we're still fighting. We're still in a war. We're still fighting in a spiritual war, and we have to roll up our sleeves and we have to get to duking. So we thank God that we have an advocate that stands before the Father to make intercession for us while we stand and duking it out with the enemy.
Amen.
We don't want to run from the enemy. We want to chase the enemy. That's the difference.
Amen.
He running us. We want him. We want to run him. We do our spiritual warfare, and we bind him. Bind the strong man. Cast him out in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So we thank God for the word, and we thank God for Legal Shield.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Apostle Holloway. All right. It is now time to say hello to our blessed mother, Mother Matty. Good evening, ma'am. Good evening.
Good evening, Bishop Cook, and good evening, Evangelist Michelle Scott. Good evening to everyone. God bless you, ladies. You're right, Bishop Cook. We have to put on the whole armor of God, and we just have to stand in the evil day. Just stand in the evil day. Put on the whole armor of God. We got to pray without ceasing. Everything you said was wonderfully said. Everything you said, Evangelist Michelle Scott, was wonderfully said, because we have to protect everyone. We have to protect our seniors, and unfortunately, people take advantage. So I commend both of you ladies for everything that you said. It was wonderfully said, very wonderfully said. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mother Matty. We love you, ma'am. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
We love you, too.
I love you too. Keep up the good work. I love you all.
Yes, ma'am. Love you too. Hallelujah. Do I see my brother Sylvester Carl Henderson sitting up in here?
Yeah, I knew
that was you. Good evening, dear brother.
I just wanted to say it was nice to be able. I couldn't pick the whole thing up because I didn't get the message, but what I did get is always nice to hear people that love people and love God. So, I love you to death, and I love Michelle and Jeff to death. So it's always a nice time. If I have the opportunity, I'm not able to, but if I have the opportunity, I always try to log on, whether it's 5 minutes, whether it's an hour, but I give what I can. So I just wanted y'all to know
I love you.
I appreciate you caring for people.
We love you, Sylvester. We love you so very much. Oh, we just love you. Hallelujah. Like I said, this young man here, I'm telling you, that's what I love about this family. We truly do love one another. We engage one another. We call and check on one another, and we pray with one another, and we keep each other on point. I mean, this young man whose voice you just heard, Dr. Henderson, you would think I was his wife, okay? When them people wasn't helping me get things done, he was on the phone calling. He had other people on the phone calling. I was his sister, and you just was not going to do me just any kind of way. And so, that's the other good thing about being protected. When you love people the way God tells you to, they love you right back. And they give you that same love and that same respect. And we draw from each other's strength. And we draw, we really do draw power. We get power from that. And so we as a family are truly a force to be reckoned with. So it is I who love you, Dr. Henderson, with all my heart, and it's always every chance that I get, always like to say thank you and just thank you for being a part of Spirit Alive.
God bless you. I love you. You know that.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Now let me go on and get your brother. Look. Now I got one brother. Let me get the other brother. Come on in the room, Pastor Jeffrey.
And God bless you. God bless you. You know, I was hearing what you were saying. You know, and we all really need to understand that that being a child of God is 365 days a year. And you know, when you are on a job, we're on a job for God. We're on a job for Christ right now. When you're on a job, they give you this stuff. It's called PPE. In other words, it's protective. It's personal protective equipment. And so that equipment is what you need to have on when you're on a job. And that is our whole armor of God for us that are on this spiritual journey. We have to continue to have on our whole armor of God, regardless of the situation. We can't take it off. And I understand it's football season and everything, but you know, if a football player would take off his helmet, he would either get hurt or either get penalized. But the thing that his personal protective equipment does is that it keeps him from any hurt, harm, or danger. And that's what we have to understand.
Yeah.
Our personal protective equipment that God gives us keeps us from any hurt, harm, or danger. And then they have their playbook that they go by, where they only can go by certain rules and statutes and situations, and they only can do certain things and move certain
ways. That's right.
That the playbook says. And what we have to understand is that God has given us the same thing. I mean, if you're a football fan, you could see this kind of stuff as it is. You know, I'm just trying to speak as a layman, so people can understand that God is not doing anything out of the strange or unordinary fashion, but he wants us to recognize our walk in him in the things that we do. That's why Jesus spoke in parables. That's why Jesus spoke in parables, so we could understand what we were dealing with closely in the way that he wanted us to deal with the situations that were at hand. But that's what I wanted to say about being 24/7. We can't take off, and we can't take off days. Our days off are days of studying. Our days off are days of ministry. Our days off are days of encouraging other people. That's what our
Amen.
Days consist of. Our days off are days of work. That's what it is. But working for the Lord is a day off in itself, because God is the one who provides us everything that we need to do everything that he's called us to do. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
Oh, amen. That was good right there. Okay. While my brother was talking, you know how the Holy Ghost just give you a revelation. And I just had one. I sit there and go, I just said, wow, because I was thinking about that. You know, we are doing a job for the Lord. And if we want to be protected, you know, it's just like, if we want our identity to be protected, we must spiritually be in position to be protected by the Most High. If we want to physically, emotionally, and spiritually be protected, then we must be in position so that we can be protected by the Most High. See, when we're on a job, when we're on our job, what we're saying is we're on our position. We are in our lane. We are at our station, on our post, ready to do the job that we have been called to do. And it's the same way with God. But when we do it for God, for me, they tell me, if you love what you do, it'll never be work. Well, I love what I do.
Amen.
So
Amen.
I love what I do. So this is not work for me. But I love this. But I still always want to be in position. So, you know, by doing that, I help other people get in position. And ultimately, that's what I've been called to do. That's what every called and sent servant leader has been called to do, to be in position for ourselves and to help other people to get in position. And they'll do that by praying and fasting and submitting to the Holy Spirit and loving other people and praying for other people, doing the faith things, because it's not work if you love doing it. So I just praise God. I like that, bro. You got to keep, see, that's why I say, I love it when we touch and agree, because different points get brought out and you just go a little bit deeper and then you be like, that's so good. You know what I'm saying? Because we only lose our way when we're what? Out of position. When we're not in our rightful place. When we're not on our job. Nobody has ever gotten fired for showing up to work every day on time, doing an excellent job. So we just have to make sure that we are really, 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 I mean, really running that good race. We are really, you know, doing everything that we can do so that someone else might get to the finish line, and not only get to the finish line, but get there strong. And not only will the Lord say, well done, my good and faithful servant, to us, he will be watching him say, well done, my good and faithful servant, to other people. And as people that you help bring to into relationship with him. So I want to bring on our beautiful Apostle Zeta, because I know she likes to just kind of let everything soak in and marinate and everything. And so at this time, we'll bring her on in the room, but you still have time. If you'd like to just add your praise, add your thought, this is a time where we just touch and agree and go a little bit deeper, give God glory, give God praise, because I believe that there is strength in our unity and in our love for one another. And when people can see that, you know, they can, you might say something that will be just what is needed to help somebody make the realization that today should be the day they give their life to the Lord. So, Apostle Zeta, we're going to let you come on in the room now, because you have been very patient this evening. So, good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. Good evening to you and everyone. This was an excellent program. it was just such a blessing. I like the way you started out recognizing the veterans, and that was just beautiful. And then all the scriptures that you used to back up how we should be and what we should do for our protection. And that was good, really, really good. I enjoyed everything that I heard. It was such a blessing. And the encouragement for people to stay in their word, to stand firm, you know, to hold on to their faith, because it's so important. And as you were pointing out, that there's some days that are coming that we're going to have to face. And we're going to have to face these things with faith, not fear.
Yeah.
So you really pointed that out, and I thought that was just beautiful. You know, nobody could miss that. Evangelist Michelle really gave out some real good information. Good information. And I like that, because, you know, when we tell people what they need to do, we need to have whatever they need to do, we need to try to provide them with that information. And she did. And that, for me, that's, you know, you can tell people what is needed, but then, you know, they also need a follow through. They need to know what steps they need to take in order for that to happen for them. Because otherwise, it's just speaking into the air for some, and everybody's not going to catch it unless we go a little bit further and make sure that they know what to do in order to protect themselves and their families. And that could be anything. That could be, you know, our assets, that could be our very selves, you know, because, you know, we're always walking in danger. It's just that, you know, the Lord has graced us so much, so many times, that what could have happened didn't happen. So we're a blessed people. And but anyway, it was so much said tonight that was just a blessing for our ears. I'm sure others as well as my own, but it was really good. I would pass the information that you all have. I would pass it on to anybody because it's helpful and it was a blessing. Amen. I'm done.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just wanted to make sure I don't be trying to rush people, don't you know? But God is good because, like I said, I really do believe that we do need to tell people, because if we understand that we're speaking to the sick and the shut in, if we understand that we're speaking to, you know, our more seasoned saints, if we understand our demographic, then we need to be telling them how to at least begin the process. Because when you don't feel well, or you do have already have, you have your identity stolen, or, you know, like you said, like me, all I have is a Social Security check. If somebody goes in and wipes that out, I'm wiped out. So, you know, it's good to have somebody say, look, just start looking to this. Get somebody, you can get somebody that will come along beside you and help walk you through this process. Because a lot of people, when they don't know, they won't even try. You know, they'll just put it off. They'll procrastinate. And so by giving people information, that's power. And so, you know, and it makes you feel good to know that you have you can feel your victory. You can see your victory. You understand that you still have some power, you know. Now, Satan don't want you to think you have any, but we know we have some. Amen. So I want to thank you, Evangelist Michelle, because people do need to know. And like I like what you said about not just blowing into the air. You know, people always are good about telling you what you need to do, but they never tell you how to implement it. And they never seem to have any resources to back up all they big grandiose plans.
Amen.
That's why I just rely on Jesus, okay?
Amen.
You know. Because I've been doing this for 30 years, and the only one that has consistently been there through it all, financing it all, was Jesus. You know, so
yeah.
Like, I'm not ashamed to say it. And hey, I've got wonderful family. I've got supportive family. I've got loving family. And when they feel like they need to do something or they want to do something, they do it. But as you know, but I believe in faith. I don't believe in begging. I believe in faith. You know, I believe in love and loving my family, and we love one another, and we're here to protect one another. So if one of us is in trouble, we circle the wagons. That's just what we do. And so I praise God that we're protective of one another, and we just have to know there's a few things worth fighting for in this world, you know. And our freedom to praise our Lord and Savior
is one of them. And our freedom for in this country should be another one. So, you know, I pray that we will come together right now. You know, we're splintered and fractured and broken and beat up and bruised people, you know. But through it all, you can see God's hand of protection upon his own.
All right.
You know, while people say, oh, there's more cases. There's more cases and it's getting, the COVID is getting worse every day. It may be. But for those of us that have lasted from, you know, when it first started out back in February of last year, then it drug on to March and April, and now we in November, and not once have you, you know, you felt like you had COVID, and when you were tested, you were negative, and all this time, you, some of you haven't so much as gotten a cold, let alone COVID, you know. God protects his, and it doesn't matter who's in the White House, because whoever's in the White House has never been our source, cannot be our source, and will never be our source when we belong to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we just got to know that we're protected. We're protected from physical harm. We're protected from spiritual harm. The Lord fights our battles. And all we need to do is stand and be soldiers of faith. Be at the ready to move when he tells us to move. Go where he tells us to go when he tells us to do it. You know? And we do it because he said so. Because he's Abba Father. So I just pray that you will not, you know, you will always remember to honor our veterans, not just on Veterans Day, but every day. And you will honor God by being a veteran of faith. I want to thank my beautiful sister and all the awesome Spirit Alive family that was here on tonight that commented. Yeah. I just praise God for all of you. And for all of you in the chat rooms, I just want to thank you for tuning in. And I just want you to continue to walk with us throughout the rest of the week. Tomorrow, we will have Wounded No More with Prophetess Vanessa Carver. And then on Friday, hallelujah, we will have our brother back, Pastor Jeffrey Scott, for Every Man Standing in His Place. And then, hallelujah, we will have the baby girl of the family on Sunday preaching the Word of God. Our very own evangelist, Michelle Scott, will be preaching the Sunday morning message. Hallelujah, and I can't wait. And so we just have something for everyone here at the Spirit Alive Network. We pray that you continue to acknowledge Christ Jesus in all that you do, that you love one another, and that you remember to thank God for his protection each and every day, and from our household to your household. Just know and understand, it is our fervent prayer that we all be transformed. Good night, and God bless you all, and know that you're loved. Amen. God bless you. Good Thank morning. You, family. I love you. God bless you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Love you.